What's going on, Clipper Nation?
What's up, guys?
It's me, William the Opinion Uptike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Woo!
And it's Thursday.
Oh, yes. A September Thursday. Nothing better in the NBA world.
Such a lull. Anyways, every single Thursday, we do our Thirsty Thursday segment. We tell you who and what we're thirsty for.
We have a user-generated one today, which is one of the more interesting takes I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, so we're going to be breaking that down. We're going to kick the show off with just talking some more about landing Kawhi. You know, we can't talk enough about it.
Oh, yeah, the LA Times was talking about it. Some good stuff.
Yeah, there's been some extra high levels of sodium on Twitter lately.
Yes.
People are...
From both sides.
From both sides, for sure. And we're going to be wrapping things up with some great shavings. A nautical-themed shavings,
yes,
for you today.
Very much so.
So... strap into your Clipper ships. Let's get to it.
Oh, yeah. But first, that want to give a let you guys know that Mack Weldon underwear is better than whatever you're wearing right now. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code Locked On, all cap letters, to get some nicer underwear. So, Arash Markazi had, as always, a fantastic piece for the LA Times. If you're not reading any of his writings, you absolutely should. It was just kind of Doc. I don't want to say word vomiting, but letting everyone know exactly how everything went down with getting Kawhi.
For sure.
Which posed, we got an interesting question from a Twitter user about that, actually, which I didn't think about. It was a pretty cool piece. There was some good inside stuff in there. One of the reasons that Doc felt we were in the driver's seat was because the Lakers asked him to come to the practice facility, and Kawhi was like, no, you guys come to me. And then when the Clippers were like, hey, come to our house, he was like, yeah, no problem.
I got you.
He was like, yeah, for sure, for sure. What can
it was
I bring?
In Malibu, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Doc said, you know, given Kawhi's vibe and, you know, the season and whatnot, and he said they were prepared for a meeting where you would have to drag things out of him. Instead, he's the one talking and finally said this great quote, I want to play for you, Mr. Ballmer. I love the things you do and what you stand for. But your team is not good enough, and if you don't change your team, I'm not coming.
Damn.
I love it. He's right.
It's real.
He was right.
It's real.
I think it's funny. It's funny, like, they're not good enough. I firmly believe that. If we just would have landed Kawhi, I don't think we would have been good enough to be in the position we're in right now. To be considered for it, I guess.
We wouldn't be, yeah, we wouldn't be favored as highly, for
yeah.
sure. I don't know, though.
Such a superstar move.
I just want to say, like, I mean, how much better is the Raptors team minus Kawhi over the Clippers?
I think he had less of a say in that situation, though. I think this situation, he could be like, look, I know the score.
That's fair.
He had so much leverage.
Yeah, I mean, he did have all the leverage in the world, so it is a totally different situation. And not to discredit
but
that
you're
Raptors
right,
team, because they were deep. Kyle Lowry, you know, much more experienced point guard than
Shea.
Oh,
yeah.
Gasol. Different type of player than Lou Williams. Gasol, you know, they did add.
Yeah.
So he's almost as good as Zubats, I'm pretty sure.
He's close. But it was funny, yeah, Doc said that they had a list, and he said, we shouldn't have had a list, because that way he got to choose who he wanted to play with, and the assumption was that we could get them. Which, I mean, you know, hindsight's 20-20.
No, you just ask point blank. Who do you want?
Who do you want?
And then you nag down.
The best part is we didn't know if we could get anybody. We just showed him guys that we thought would match him, and we saw Paul George's name. He said, I want to play with him. We showed him everybody else, and he didn't want to hear it. Like, dude, Kawhi was just...
You came in with Paul George 1, though?
I don't know. He must have.
That's a good pitch, though.
It's a great pitch, but... I wonder if Kawhi went in there being like, if they don't say Paul George, because I can't imagine that they showed him this list, he saw Paul George, and Kawhi went, oh, doy, I forgot about that guy. You know what I mean?
You think that his desire to play with specifically Paul George was that strong, that he went into a meeting not knowing if they were going to offer another star?
I think he was ahead of us in thinking. He told us we needed to make the team better, so he'd already been thinking about it.
That's true.
How can we make that team better, and how is he going to play? Get Paul George.
That's fair.
I think Kawhi was...
Who else would you have liked to have seen on the list?
Oh, man.
Realistically? Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like Bradley Beal.
I was going to say Beal.
Maybe Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
I think that that'd be kind of cool, but it still leaves us... I mean, I guess Pat Bev would just still be the starting guard.
Yeah. There's not a lot of guys that I think you could realistically get that were on Paul George's level.
I don't know. Those two, to me, like, really seem to make sense. The only reason I would have, in my head, when we were, before Paul George happened, obviously, only reason I would have thought maybe a guy like that over one of them is they don't play the exact same position positionally as he does.
Yeah, that's fair. I think maybe despite what he said about being full go, I think maybe that might have been an attractive thing too for load management.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know. Positionless basketball, baby. Kawhi's all for
that's
it.
What they say.
Yeah, Doc gave a bunch of credit to Lawrence Frank.
Of course.
I said he did all the work. The best part of the article, I think, was when he found out the deal right before he got it. He went into Nobu, the sushi spot.
Yes.
And because, like, the deal, I think it was
terrible parking, by the way.
Awful parking.
It's always, the lot is too full.
Yeah, I've never been. I've only begged for spare scraps of sushi outside, but I have noticed the very nice cars have a difficult time parking. Yeah, so I think it was like 4 p.m. the deal was done.
Uh-huh.
5 p.m. he was like, well, I guess we'll figure out what the hell else we're going to do next year. And then 6 p.m., he's about to walk into Nobu. He had a waiter at Nobu who was a Lakers fan. He kept telling me, we're going to get Kawhi, and I kept saying, I don't know about that. Imagine, I would love.
Can you imagine this waiter? That's absurd.
He's got some balls.
What do you tip on an interaction like that?
You tip a God bless.
I think you're Doc and you go the other way with it. 50%.
Here's,
enjoy that.
Here's $400.
You're going to need it to buy some new Clips gear, you idiot.
The funny part is that there's going to be 1,000 Lakers fans who are like, dude, that was me. Dude, I was that dumbass waiter, dude. How funny is that? There's going to be 1,000 Lakers fans saying that. It's just a cool piece. It's, I mean,
unprofessional. You know, that's, I can't
get
over that part.
As someone who's been a waiter, I would never do that. I waited on Nick Collison once, too afraid to say anything to him. Can't imagine the chutzpah on this waiter to say something like that to Doc. It was just an incredible story. I like, because we were both kind of down on our approach to get Kawhi, to send everyone to the game, harp on it, but it worked.
Yeah.
He commented that somewhere. Oh, yeah. He goes, talking about Lawrence Frank, he goes, he had Steve Ballmer going to Raptors games and he went to some too. We were warned that no more Clippers players, coaches, or employees could go to games in Toronto. Like, we borderline. Like,
I thought, what if they kept this ban?
That'd be great.
We just can't. We get locked out when we have to play.
It's like getting a DUI in the U.S. so you can't go to Canada for 12 years.
You steal Kawhi? You're banned.
You're banned, bro. But there is an interesting question from a Twitter user. It was worded a little more aggressively than I'm going to word it.
Okay.
Because I felt like it was disrespectful to Doc Rivers. He wanted to know, he or she, do you think Kawhi's secrecy will be upset by Doc saying all this?
Yes.
I think he's gone.
He's going to sit out the rest of the season.
I don't think he'll be upset by this. I don't even think he'll read about this.
I think that it's just kind of fine now.
It's firmly water under the bridge.
Yeah.
It was an above board situation.
It was an above board situation, and like people give interviews, man. I don't know. It's like it's he's gonna not talk about
to
it for
fair,
the rest of his life.
Kawhi doesn't.
You know what? You do have a point there. Doc is though. He's so media ready. He's great.
Well, I think goatee Doc is in full swing right now.
Oh yeah.
I think goatee Doc is like, what do you want to talk about?
Like, he would have walked in a pair of Birks.
Oh yeah, he was in Birkenstocks, khaki shorts, gray socks. no, it's a good piece. I mean. I'll read this piece every day until, I don't know, the end of time, because it's just fascinating to read about, like, he really did just, I mean, for lack of a better term, he played the Lakers in a great way. He was the most.
I think he played the league.
Yeah, he played everybody, including us, and it worked out positively. But he really did that thing where you're ghosting someone, where they're like, hey, you want to come through? And you're like, oh, I don't know, you want to come over here or something, dude? And it's very clear that they're like, no, we want you to come over here. And you're like, yeah, man, I'm kind of tired.
Oh, yeah, my laundry's
got,
in.
You got caught up. Like, he gave them that. And with us, he was like, yeah, I'll come through. You want me to match? What's going on? I don't think he cares about the interview, though.
I don't think so either. I think
and what's
at
he
going to
do, come out in the media about it?
Well, at this point, like, the decision is just made. So, yeah. I mean, I don't see any harm in talking about it now.
These are all concrete facts.
Yeah.
That have happened.
I think one thing...
Yeah, he gets mad at the speculation. Yeah. What if.
Yeah, or if Doc was, like, leaking Kawhi's medicals or something in the interview.
Well, there is that. Whoa! just violates HIPAA or whatever it is.
Doc accidentally doxes Kawhi.
Of course, we went to his home address.
Should not have said that. I should not.
And there
have
was.
Said
that. I guess we should give this PSA to everyone on Clippers Twitter.
What do you got?
Just chill.
That's fair.
The Lakers, yeah, they're upset about this report. Makes sense.
Yeah,
they got dogged. Let them be.
Yeah.
Let them hate. I don't know. Let them think about us. That's fine.
Also, that Kawhi thought the team wasn't good enough. Until they added Paul George.
I know.
I feel like it's a fair statement. I mean,
not
bad. I'm not saying that the team last year wasn't good. I'm not even saying that I don't think we could win a chip running back last year plus Kawhi. But the team got better.
The team did get better.
I don't know what else to say.
And I tweeted this out. It was like a top three player in the league says, I want to play for you but make your team better. What did you say? No? Ooh, Kawhi, we got to go.
Better?
Kawhi, thanks for coming through. We forgot we have to go to church right now. I'm so sorry. Then you bail. The classic church excuse. Let us know if you guys think this will be an issue. I'm sure the Twitter user who gave me that might. So let us know. Let us know how you would have pitched Kawhi.
Yeah. Also, what other superstar would you have liked to see instead?
Very good call. Coming up right after this, some Thirsty Thursday. All right. Thirsty Thursdays.
Whoa.
This is a very...
This is okay. A very Charles
It's
one.
A slow week. Let's all be honest here. It's a slow week.
What do you got?
I'm thirsty for the promotional giveaway schedule to get released.
This is such a you thing to be thirsty for.
The Clippers take care of their fans.
Yep.
More so than a lot of other franchises. Not to name any. They have, I would say, arguably last year, one of the most elite giveaway lineups that has ever been in the history of sports.
Ralph Lawler bobblehead. Jerry West bobblehead.
That kind of seals it for me. What else do you want?
That's great. I love that it's like it's such a Clippers deep cut too. Well, not deep necessarily,
yeah.
But
it's a top heavy lineup. I just want to know what they're giving away this year. The downtown.
What do you think?
I mean, there's gonna be I'm sure there's gonna be some great Kawhi and Paul George bobbleheads.
Now that we got Kawhi and Paul George, can we switch to LED wristbands every game?
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you have not been to a
Friday night game.
Yeah, usually Friday nights, downtown LAC or DTLAC is what they're known as. They give away LED wristbands.
Yeah. I think they recycle them. I think you give them back. But you could keep it if you wanted to.
They recycle those? They like wash them up and then put them back out?
I think so.
I don't think they do that.
Wow, that's a lot of trash. Maybe we shouldn't do this for every
You think
game.
They put them in like a big sanitizer bucket?
What do you mean? They do the same thing with 3D movie glasses?
Yeah, that's gross.
I don't think so. I'm fine with it.
Well, because I think you can take them.
Where
I'm
are you
sure.
putting this wrist LED on?
I don't know. It's just it's all sweaty. People spill beer.
You don't
People
get
are
that
gross.
Sweaty. Dude, I don't know what you're doing when you go to Clippers games.
I'm
you
cheering.
Should try to be a little more ruling.
Tell you one thing, I'm cheering. This is what I'm doing. But they have the LED wristbands that are controlled by a person in a booth.
the light team.
Yeah, so when there's like a dunk or something awesome, they'll do like a loop or like stars flashing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like coordinated. It looks really cool. It's hard to explain. It sounds dumb. But
the intro for
great.
The DTLAC Friday nights are great. All the lights dim and then like the LED wristbands are part of the whole show.
Yeah.
It's very cool. You should definitely try and get to one of those. But I think we should do that every night.
Yeah.
That's something that'd be great. But I think there's going to be a Kawhi bobblehead. It's going to be a Paul George bobblehead. Hopefully a Paul George fishing bobblehead.
Yes.
Which would be fire. Hopefully there's a Brian Seaman bobblehead.
Oh, that'd be great.
First season?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Maybe a Noah Eagle one?
I mean, that's a collector's piece right there.
That is a collector's piece. I'm sure there's going to be some good shirts. There's going to be a Claw shirt.
Yeah.
I snagged a couple playoff shirts the last game, game six. What do you want to see given away this year?
Yeah, pretty much the same. Maybe he'll let Kawhi design a t-shirt or something.
Dude, based on what we saw at that press conference, I don't want a Kawhi design t-shirt.
I'm just hoping that it's like another version of the turkey hand with his name on it.
Yeah. I do. I want, and this sounds selfish because I do not have children and I myself am technically an adult, less kids stuff to give away. I know that's the whole point because they want families to come, but let me get a backpack.
I was going to say, I'm on the opposite side. More tiny backpacks.
Tiny backpacks for everybody, though.
Oh, yeah. Not just for kids. Yeah. Just, no,
not
definitely.
Just those selfish kids.
Definitely. Maybe kind of like a foam hand, but it's just the size of Kawhi's hand.
Most people, that would for sure fit over most people's hands. Yeah, like Hulk hands, but Kawhi hands.
Yeah.
Like that ludicrous stand-up video.
Yes.
Where he's got the big hand.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Okay, let's get into an actual Thirsty Thursday. A different Twitter user sent me one of the more, I can't even describe this take.
All right.
This want.
All right.
I asked online, on the internet, World Wide Web, if what Landry Shamet should improve on. And the three options on the graph were nothing, he's perfect, defense, and distribution. I think three fair options.
Yeah.
Someone said rebounding and then cited it. Well, here's the thing. That is kind of an absurd request, but they backed it up with stats where I was like, you showed all your work. If I was a teacher, I'd have to give you a B+ for this.
All right, what do you got?
All I'm asking for is him to get up to an average for a shooting guard. Landry gets about half the rebounds and steals. That seems unfair to throw in there. That an average shooting guard gets, and we need possessions to win a title. Danny Green gets 70% more per 48 than Landry. Pretty sure this was a Lakers burner account. It's harder to win a title giving up three possessions at one position. The last sentence doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, I also don't think that that number is referenced with how high Beverly's rebounding percentage is.
And the fact that Shamet was the third guard in a three-guard lineup last year. We don't do bang around for those rebounds.
Also, Danny Green is like a solid defender.
Yeah, he's down low. It was just an interesting take where I was like, that's something I never, the last thing that I want Landry to put focus on.
I had never thought about it. So for that, I mean, kudos to you.
That was my thing, is I was like, this is the first time anyone has ever told us they want Landry to work on his rebounding.
I just don't know, like, positionally how that would even make sense. Like, he's going to be in the post more on defense?
I was trying to think about it, and I was thinking about that as soon as the ball left someone's hand, he was sprinting towards the rim trying to do a putback dunk.
Because okay.
I don't know how else.
Okay.
Because if he's playing the two
yeah.
on the bench, which yeah. we're going to assume he is, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, no, because even if they run a three-guard lineup with Harkless out there, he's still small enough to be the two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is he going to?
And Harkless is big. Harkless is four.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't understand positionally how Shamet does this. Maybe he makes all his misses front rim so they bounce right back to him.
That's what I was just thinking. Maybe he unlocks a trick thing where... Can you even get your own rebound? Does it count?
Yeah.
It counts as a rebound and a put, when you get a putback on your own miss?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Because that seems like an easy stat stuff.
I don't think that's an easy stat stuff. I think that does make off the backboard. No, because I think that counts. I think that's a rebound.
All right.
But yeah, I don't
and
want...
an assist?
No. Yeah, now that's everything. It's a steal, too. I don't know. I think distribution... I was talking with M. Jones on Twitter, and he was saying... He had an interesting take. He was like, I don't think at any point next season we're going to be like, oh, thank God Shamet turned into a defensive powerhouse.
No.
And it was like, yeah, we don't want to be a powerhouse. It was just short up a tiny bit.
Yeah, net neutral. If he could be net neutral to...
Above net neutral?
To above net neutral. To covering Lou Will on, let's say...
Being part of the team that helps
20% of all possessions? 15?
Yeah, being part of the lineup that kind of helps, quote-unquote, mask Lou Will, is what you're saying. Being a positive force in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anything else? What are you thirsty for?
I'm thirsty for some more guard Magruder stuff.
Yes.
We saw so much of him in that training video, which we've already talked on a little bit.
Which is ours, a Bruder film now.
But I'm just interested to see what his role is going to be like. He struggled in Miami when handling the ball. He struggles to create shots off the dribble, but he can get to the rim really comfortably,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is going to go a long way. On that second unit.
That dribble drive.
Yeah, sort of drive and kick kind of stuff. He doesn't have a very high assist rate, 1.7 per game last year, which is 0.1 higher than his career average.
So he's improving.
He is improving. He's definitely improving. But, I'm just curious to see how that all is going to pan out. I think don't know. Do you think that we'll see him on the floor simultaneously with Lou Will, or do you think he'll be staggering in when Lou Will is off?
I think he'll be out there with Lou Will.
Interesting.
I think he's a better defender.
Yeah.
And I just generally think that's why.
Better defender than Lou Will.
Yeah.
You're going to look me in the eyes. You're right.
Yeah, I think he'll be out there. I think we're going to see a bunch of – I think the second unit is where we're going to see a bunch of tinkering.
Yeah.
We just have so many versatile guys. And like you said, sometimes things are going to call for Magruder to be weird point drive Magruder.
For sure.
Which, hey, bring it on. If he's looking as solid as he is in the regular season as he was in that clip, I'm trying to try it out.
Yeah.
The handle looked better than I was expecting.
Yeah, and if he doesn't have to, like, if he doesn't have to shoot off the dribble from outside, mm-hmm. I think that he'll be good. Like, I think that it'd be really hard for him to not raise his assist rate.
Yeah.
If you're kicking it out to one of, let's say, I don't know, Lou Will, Landry Shamet, Jamichael Green, Trez.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Somebody's scoring.
Those are some good targets.
Yeah.
That's a good call. That's a good thirst.
Yeah, I'm thirsty for more of it. I want to see positionally how it works.
He's also had, people might forget, he's had a bunch of time to learn the system.
I know, yeah.
He's been with the team, which is good.
I know, that's the other thing. I feel like he's been, I mean, even by myself, so overlooked through this offseason.
Makes sense.
But he is a pretty interesting piece.
Yeah. Team wanted him in the locker room during the playoffs. They wanted
I know,
him
that's
there.
The
like,
thing.
That's
like
what's
they
up.
They wanted him, even though he wasn't going to be eligible for playoff play. So.
Do you think he might be a low-key fan favorite this year?
Because
Trez obviously took that last year.
Possibly. I mean, he's not going to...
usurp Trez.
No.
No, I mean, yeah, because I think fan favorite... mainstream favorites cannot be fan favorites. I think Trez is creeping into the mainstream favorite, which
for
is
sure.
fantastic for Trez.
For sure.
And I think Magruder, Jamichael, and the rookies are going to be in there for that fan favorite.
All right.
We'll see. Coming up after this, we got... some shavings.
Hey, we're shavings.
Yeah, we're the shavings.
All right, so Lou Will shared a pic on his Instagram.
Dude,
he was deep sea fishing.
The team deep sea fishing trip looked phenomenal.
But he proclaimed himself the underwater goat.
He had such the caption is so funny because it just says the underwater goat and then lowercase LOL, which is like such a dad ass like caption and joke response. I feel like
it's a fishing response.
Oh yeah.
How much do we read into this? Do you think there's any way he's now angered Paul George, who is a known angler?
I hope not.
He hasn't angered the known angler.
If this team's undoing as a team fishing trip, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Is it possible that it's over before it even began?
This is some off-season I love that they went fishing.
Yeah.
Kawhi had a sick blue hoodie on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was just Clippers blue. Obs. With the Kawhi logo for New Balance top.
Nice.
Left chest nice. Area.
Cool. I can't wait until they release 50 of those sweatshirts for everyone to buy.
For a minute and a half. Yeah, do you think Paul George was like roasting people on the boat about their fish?
Oh, man, I hope so.
He was like, that's how you bait a hook?
I bet there is stuff happening too where people reel it in and then they're not sure what to do once there's a flopping fish on a hook in front of your face.
Paul George just going,
hold my rod. And just running over
yeah,
there.
He was helping people out, dude. He was gutting the fish.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he seems like he'd be a super helpful dude.
Oh, for sure. My favorite post from this was Jamichael Green posting a picture of a seal with the caption, big ass seal. I've never identified with a human more. Like, this whole team just feels like, yeah, man, I don't know how else. That's a perfect response. Like,
damn, that is a big ass seal.
Trez looked, I saw some clips. Trez on the boat does not look sure-footed.
Oh.
He does not look into being on the boat. He looks like he's not like sketch or anything, but you can tell it's like, man, you maybe don't feel comfortable in here, which I get, bro.
Do you get seasick?
Yeah, I get seasick.
Really?
Yeah, but I get sick and then just boom, over the deck, good to go from there.
Then you're good to go.
Crack another claw, if you will. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Oh, man. So it's NBA Rookie Week. So, you know, Fee and Man have been on the media, Twitter and whatnot. Have you noticed that Fee is getting a lot of promotional love from the Clippers?
Yeah, so...
as a whole.
Yes, and I do think it's great. I mean, he's super photogenic and...
Gorgeous smile. The guy's smile is unbelievable.
It's interesting because I feel like, and I don't know what this is due to, man is maybe being like held a little bit, like the cars are being held maybe a little bit closer to the chest. Does that make sense?
It does, because with how much Jerry talked about him, you know, I call him Jerry, everyone calls him Jerry.
Jer, yeah.
Jer, yeah. With how much Jerry West talked about him at the playbook, I was ready for like the Terrence Mann show on the social media.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a bad sign. I think it's a good
sign.
At
all.
Or at least an interesting sign that we haven't seen as much of him.
For sure.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the off season, so I have to read into everything.
That's what we're paid to do.
But I'm reading it as...
secret weapon situation?
Something like that. I think that there's there's some sort of excitement, or there's something that they're not ready to let out of the lap yet.
Okay, you know? I like that. The shots of Fee look great.
Yeah,
guys, very photogenic. Great answers to questions.
Yeah, I mean, and Terrence Mann, great too. Great with the media. He's also just his body has changed so much. He looks so much bigger.
Talking
than
about Terrence Mann.
Yeah.
Yes, he looks like he's put on 15 pounds of muscle.
He looks like as big as Magruder.
He looked like a freshman in summer league.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He looked like a skinny NBA player. Like him and Amir Coffey had a similar skinny vibe. Amir Coffey's way lankier.
Yeah.
But like, no, dude, man has put on, like, I don't know if he hit a growth spurt or like they switched
up.
He's
huge now, though.
Dude, him and Shamet, it's like, all right, this is what you're going to do.
Magruder, too, because when we saw him in the locker room, I was like, oh, you're like a pretty skinny guy for a guy who kind of plays 2-3.
And you told him that.
I was like, scrawny. As I'm like eating a protein bar and curling.
Yeah. We got to bring the curls into the locker room more next year.
A purely vanity exercise.
Well, I think Shamet's bulking up so he can grab like 12 rebounds a game this year. That's what I think is going to happen. No, it's nice to see the rookies getting love. Even on the rookie week, though, I think you're maybe onto something here. We haven't seen a bunch of man.
It's interesting.
I like it.
It's interesting.
I like this move in silence situation again.
I want to know what they're cooking with.
I do, too. Is it gas? I hope it's gas.
Oh, no, man. It's charcoal briquettes. A lot of flavor going on over there.
Maybe ceramic briquettes. A little easier on a gas grill. You can cook with gas and use
It doesn't have the flavor, though. Ceramic's inherently flavorless.
That's because you got to pour whiskey all over it. Any other? What else you got in the shavings drawer? Anything?
No more cooking tips from us. I am.
Yeah, it's not good. Just be cool on Twitter, guys.
Yeah,
you know
everything's great.
There's gonna be some outside evils trying to tear us all apart. That's gonna happen.
Yeah,
there's gonna be people in your mentions you've never seen before with accounts started, you know, September 2019.
A lot of eggs.
What is this? Eggs? Don't let the eggs mess with your vibes. Don't get roped into any arguments about starting lineups versus benches. Better one. Don't get roped, dude. If there's one piece of advice I'd like to give to everyone I ever see, it's don't get roped.
And on that note, I mean, that's all I really got.
They'll rope you in and you'll delete your Twitter.
Yeah.
Sometimes people lose it with trolls, as I have been known to do every now and then.
Yeah.
You just got to let it go.
Yeah.
I'm looking
Let them tire themselves out.
I'm looking in a mirror as I'm saying all this.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We're going to have some pack div breakdowns for you guys tomorrow. What else are we going to have?
A little love, marry, kill action.
And maybe another fantastic inside scoop will drop about getting Kawhi.
Yeah.
Maybe, where's the information about getting Paul George?
That was
a trade.
Yeah. Well, I think Presti already kind of talked about it.
I want to hear our side of it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Local businesses, if you're looking for some advertisers, get at us before the season starts.
We love it.
Got a bunch of new listeners. Welcome, by the way, to all the new listeners. Thanks for joining the bandwagon.
Absolutely love it.
Rate, subscribe, say what's up. At Will Updike, at Charles Mockler, at Locked On Clips. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks so much for listening.